Earlier this month, Governor Mark Gordon and Superintendent of Public Instruction Jillian Bailo handed down a recommendation. All Wyoming schools should be shut down, now until April 17th. The hope was to slow the spread of coronavirus. Some schools were on spring break, and the closures just felt like an extra long vacation at first. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Melody Edwards found out, lots of parents are left wondering whether they are now responsible to homeschool.
Samira Camaño and her two young kids are making the best of things.
I've implemented a schedule with long work periods, and so I'm trying to do my job during that time while they are doing their work.
Camaño teaches chemistry at the Laramie County Community College's Albany County campus. She's a little worried about next week, though, when her students will be returning virtually.
Next week is when the community college is actually going back on schedule, so I'm going to need to be more available for my students, and I don't know what that's going to look like.
Camaño is a single mom, and so there's no one to watch her kids while she's getting her grading and lesson plans done. Then there's Alejandra Silva. She's married with four children at home, between 5 and 15. The school closure has thrown their life into chaos.
I work for the Eastern Shoshone Tribe. I do their public relations, and then my husband's the CEO of their Boys and Girls Club. So I'm a pretty busy person, especially with all of this going on. I've been helping the tribe, you know, the public outreach and trying to get information together.
But Silva says Fremont County schools are offering online classes already, and she has enjoyed the space and time to engage with her five-year-old using some of the resources they sent over.
He's reading out loud, and I think, you know, I knew he was reading and was learning how to read, but when I heard him read out loud for like so long, I was like, oh my gosh, I can't believe you're such a good reader. I knew you knew how to, you know, you were learning, but this is kind of showing me like you're really good at this.
The Park County School District also has kids learning online already. Emily Buckles works full-time in the Buffalo Bill Center in Cody. She was impressed with how fast the district got the system up and running. Maybe too fast? She and her husband have two kids, one in elementary, the other in middle school.
Everything just felt very unsettled last week because we didn't really know what the expectations were going to be. And I wasn't, you get all this peer pressure through social media that everybody's, you know, we've got these incredible schedules for their kids, and they're doing math from 9 to 10, and they're doing reading from 11 to 12. And you kind of have this anxiety like, oh, my God, are we all supposed to be doing this all of a sudden?
You try to work in that little nudge zone you have between I'm not paying attention to you and burn it all down.
That's Heather Rothfuss, mother of four, two teenagers, two little kiddos. She's also married to State Senator Chris Rothfuss and holds down two part-time jobs of her own as a scientist. So this is a busy family at the best of times. She says her teenagers are especially hard to keep on task.
You get like 3 millimeters of influence. And I think I just have to deal with that. And if they choose not to learn the material this spring, and if they choose to get bad grades, I'm going to have to just suck it up and be okay with that.
You probably heard me agreeing with Heather. That's because I'm battling with two teenage girls right now as well. And for all us parents, it's not clear if this statewide school shutdown will last through the spring or not. That's partly what makes this so stressful for families and for the educators themselves. Jubal Yenny, Albany County's superintendent, says he's telling his teachers to prepare for the long haul.
We don't know if that's going to look like a Kansas model, which is okay the rest of the year, or if it's going to look like a South Dakota model, which is May 1. From our standpoint, I'm sharing that message. Let's prepare for the rest of the year.
Yenny says his district is scrambling to get a virtual learning system in place by early April. But he assures parents there's no pressure, especially since the ACT and all other testing have been canceled for March, with hopes to do some of it online in April.
We strive to lessen the anxiety from folks, and we also try to take the pressure off that and say we're not expecting anybody to be providing academic lessons during this next 2 weeks.
In the meantime, parents trying to keep their kids occupied could learn a thing or two from a pro. Laramie homeschool mom Lori Homer has five kids, two in college already, a teen, and a pair of twin six-year-olds. Her advice to parents trying to establish their authority as teachers: offer incentives, save screen time for the end of the day after they have all their schoolwork done, and just relax.
I think the best thing you can do for your kids is bring out some toys that they haven't seen in a long time, put out a bunch of craft supplies, go outside and play, and let your kids play a lot, all ages, teenagers too. Get board games out. I think right now people need that, really, play therapy. They need to, it's a very stressful time.
Okay, that's me scribbling down all of these ideas. If you want to get some more ideas on how to keep your Wyoming kids active and learning while maintaining social distancing, visit us at wyomingpublicmedia.org. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Melody Edwards.